Welcome to Two Funny Mamas podcast. I'm Kim Whitley, and that over there is Sherry Shepherd. She has on one of our masks, Two Funny Mamas mask, that you can get it really. So welcome. Sherry, tell, so that's the inside, and that is the outside of the mask. Very good. Why? This is the problem, Sherry. You're not doing a good job of advertising our mask if you can't talk.
Oh, you got to be able to. Hi, everybody.
She won't mess up her lipstick.
I don't want to mess up my lipstick. Yeah. I'm talking like this. Hey, everybody. I'm Sherry Shepherd from Two Funny Mamas. Gosh, when you get in a mask, you be spitting. But these are my masks. But it's our Two Funny Mamas mask. We got our masks. So you can go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. And our masks come in all of these really great colors. It's like a little graphic of us, Two Funny Mamas. I hate these masks because you can never, I don't even know why I wear lipstick anymore with these masks. Like,
I don't wear it.
You do? You wear your mask all the time.
I don't wear lipstick when I wear my mask. Matter of fact, I don't
Put on I'm always afraid that it'll be one day I don't put on lipstick and then I have to pull my mask down to talk and then you're getting all chapped lips. So I do wear lipstick. My mask is covered with makeup. That's the thing. It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you. I forgot I had taken my mic off. It is fantastic to see you. Do you notice my background is different?
Yeah, you're in like a cabin.
I am in a cabin.
Where are you at? Oh my gosh.
Look at this.
In a full-fledged cabin.
Yeah, so you can see. It is. I am up in Big Bear Mountain Big Bear, California. I was afraid to drive up this mountain. Why am I here? Well, my neighbors travel everywhere. It was her sister's birthday. And they took Joshua on Friday. And you know how people say, oh, we're going up, such and such. You know, we'd love for Joshua to come because their son is 10, Joshua's 9. So then I felt obligated because they were like, you guys can come. Not like we're going to take your son and have a good time. Like, you need
I
to bring your behind.
I know you got to go. That's why I never let Jeffrey go with anybody. Cause that means I'm obligated to go and I don't want to interact with parents. I like to be by myself. Yeah. So I never let him go anywhere.
Oh, that's horrible. No, that is horrible because, okay, they have a cabin, but they got a big cabin. Their whole family is in it. Joshua's with them and all the kids are sleeping downstairs. It's 4 kids. All the adults are up on the other levels. I got a little cabin because I was like, oh, well, with COVID and everything,
So you didn't let them know that you don't feel like being bothered either. You're going to get on me because I said I don't let Jeffrey go because I don't feel like being bothered. But you get your own cabin when they got a big, huge cabin, had a room for you. You wouldn't have got your own because you don't feel like being bothered. Shame the devil.
I just want to be comfortable. That's all. I want them to be comfortable.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I've known you for over 20 years. So you know what that means, listeners? I want them to be comfortable. I don't want to be bothered. I want to be by myself while Joshua's over there playing. I had to come. So I'm going to get my own cabin. That's a boss.
Matter of fact, I want our viewers, of course, can see this, but our listeners, I want y'all to understand Big Bear Mountain is, first of all, you should see me. First of all, the mountain was on fire on the way up here. But I want y'all to understand. It took, to get up the mountain, it took about an hour and a half, but I know it's, sorry about the sun, but do you understand? At night, that was what's behind me. When I looked out at my window at nighttime, I was like, this ain't good. So,
okay, first of all, I'm like, why are you as a black woman up in the mountains, in the trees by yourself? It looks like something Freddy Krueger would love, scenario.
Freddy Krueger is definitely out here.
Do you know what I see, Kim? When I see behind you, and if you're listening to our podcast, it's trees all behind Kim. It's wooded area. And it's actually very beautiful, but I don't see beautiful. I see red rum, red rum, red rum. That's what I see.
No, absolutely. This is absolutely no joke. We are in. So and people
like you're in the woods.
Snow. I mean, the snow. At snow, wintertime, they come up here to ski. It's a skiing resort.
And I'm like, oh, skiing, I'm fine because I'm in the National Black Ski Club. So I know skiing, but that wooded mountain by yourself in a cabin where that's what people, when they escape from prison, they go to hide and then they take over. You've never seen it. And then they take over the whole cabin. But the movies that I see, they take over the cabin and a woman come out with no clothes on. Wonka, 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 wonka.
No, don't say that because Amy drove up here last night because I told her I was in the cabin by myself. She freaks out, jumps in the car and drives up the cabin. First of all, you know, she got thick glasses. And she was like white knuckling trying to get up the mountain. Then the mountain was on fire.
I have a question I have for you. And Amy is one of your best, dearest friends. She's Joshua's godmother. It takes two and a half hours to get to Big Bear where you are at. And I asked you, because you said you were driving by yourself. And I asked you, Kim, why don't you take Amy? And you said, oh, no, Amy don't want to go. So now Amy jumps in the car. So now y'all got to drive back by yourself. That's a friend, first of all. I'm your friend. And I was thinking about that when I was laying in bed. I said, what if Kim needs me? Like, Sherry, will you? Because, you know, I don't like driving. If it's longer than 20 minutes, I don't do it. I'll fly. And I was like, what if Kim needs me to come up there? And I said, I would come.
This is the lie. She's going to. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying nothing.
No, go ahead. You were going. Would you come up like Amy came up in the middle of the night? Well, it's dark on a mountain.
I would come, if you told me you needed me, I would come up, but I would be really mad. I would be mad, especially when you said I didn't need to come in the first place. I would be pissed off just because you're scared. And then I would remember why I asked you were going up there in the first daggone place.
Right, right. No, you're right. It made a difference because when Amy told me, so she comes and then she tells me last time she went into a cabin, it was haunted. So I was like,
You know, and you know what your cabin is haunted with? The ghost of dead black people who ain't supposed to be up there in the woods. Like, we learn that from when we're young. It's in our DNA. Black people don't go to no cabins where it's all a wooded area where you can't go to the next door neighbor's house and get somebody where you need a rifle.
So you say like,
we're taught that.
Get Out. Should have watched the movie Get Out. I should know better.
Thank you. You should have known better. And Amy driving up there 2 hours, God bless her. Because I would have been pissed off if you called me. Talking about you scared when I told you not to go up there in the first place.
Well, you're right. Okay. So, okay. Well, what happens is I think I'm going to get up and leave early because the people that are going to be coming off this mountain is going to be crazy. It's probably going to be crowded. But I wanted to, because last week we didn't get to it, so I wanted to make sure we talk about this week because it's kind of empowering. You learned how to swim in 30 minutes. Is that a lie?
Okay, that's where you want to
go. Tell the story.
Okay.
Tell the story.
This is very hard for me because you're leading this podcast and in my head.
What? I'm like, no, I don't want to. You wanted to go on to something else? Did you?
Well, you know, my stuff got hacked, so I'm in a bad mood because everything got hacked.
Oh, because you know what? You're right. In a podcast, you ask me what I'm doing. I'm supposed to turn around and say, so what you been up to, Sherry? But you know what I'm going through? Yeah, no, it's true. I'm going through the list. We had a production meeting, and you sent me the list. I'm following my instructions, but you're absolutely right. What's been going on with you, Sherry? You look lovely.
I can't. I love you. I love you. I can't stand you. everything got hacked, Kim, Friday night. My Instagram account got hacked by someone in Turkey, and I know they're from Turkey because I got a note from Instagram that somebody was trying to sign in from a mobile device in Turkey, which is very close to Russia as far as I'm concerned. They hacked my Twitter account. If you go on my Twitter account, which is Sherry E. Shepherd, it says Beria Slavokin, and they changed my profile picture. They hacked my AOL account. They hacked my WhatsApp account. And you know, it was particularly scary because it was around Friday at 2. I got locked out of everything because they changed the email so that the email is linked to their email. And they were sending me messages. yeah, they were sending me all these messages from my WhatsApp page saying need because Instagram sends you like a little code to your phone that you have to put in. And they were like, need security code. Then messages started coming in like in, I don't know if it was Russian, another language, I don't know what it was. And it was like, you know, and then emojis and then smiley emojis with these weird language talking about, please, security code, please. And then my phone started ringing like crazy. It was two numbers overseas in Turkey. And my phone wouldn't stop ringing off my from the WhatsApp. And I kept trying to block. I couldn't figure out how to block it. It was really scary because they kept calling. And at first I was going to answer it. And I said, oh my gosh, what if I answer it? And then they take over my phone. So I had spent all day yesterday trying to get somebody on Twitter, somebody on Instagram to help me. They make it so hard because you got to fill out all these forms. And then it goes back to, we need to verify it. So put in your email address that this account is associated with. Well, they've changed my email address. And then I realized, which I got to do after we finish the podcast, that because they have access to my Instagram account, they have access to all of the pictures on my phone. You know what kind of pictures I send you on my phone, Kim. You get them all the time.
Kim. No, they don't have access to your phone.
Why they do? Because when you go on Instagram and you go to post a picture, all of the pictures from your phone come up.
No.
You know when you go to post?
Because they're in your phone.
Kim, I just said that. They have access to the pictures because they're linked to my phone.
But this is what I'm trying to understand. Because when I had a Samsung, maybe because there's an iCloud account, when I open up my Instagram, it goes to my phone. It doesn't go anywhere else. If I don't physically have the phone with me, I can't pull a picture. Like if I go on my computer.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, girl, please.
Oh, they've got to have the phone.
Yes. They got to have the actual phone.
You know what? I actually don't know how that works because I've never signed into my Instagram account off somebody else's phone.
But you know, when you go on your computer, if you go on your computer and say, I'm going to add a picture and go to that plus, it's going to come up with the pictures in your computer. You understand? It's not going to go to your phone and say, let me grab a picture. It's going to go on the device you're on. So they don't have pictures. Because, the pictures that you got in there would already be on the newsstand, trust and believe.
That's what I'm saying. You know what kind of pictures I send you all the time. I'm going to say this to people. I don't know if your friendships like this.
This will make you stop sending me the pictures. Okay, go ahead.
I send pictures to Kim all the time. When I feel good in my body, I'll send pictures of Kim of me butt naked. If I'm feeling fat, I send pictures of Kim because I feel fat. If I send pictures to Kim of my double chin, I send pictures to Kim of this is what my hair looked like with no wig.
Something else too. It was your stomach and your kitty cat together in a shot. And I was like, what is that? You pull back and I said, oh God, that's what that is.
I sent Kim a picture one time of my elbow together and it looked like the inside crack of my butt, but it was just my elbow. I love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like to do more. So Kim has but you know, it was so funny, Kim. Like there was one picture. Remember that picture I sent where I was bent over drinking my coffee and I had on high heels?
Yeah, that was a good picture.
If that picture came out, that'd be a great picture. Cause like I was bent over drinking my tea and it was just the back of me with some heels on. And I had my wig on. It was like amazing.
Cause the hair was going down your back. That was the hair going down my back.
But what I'm thinking is like, remember they hacked into Gabrielle Union's account and Bella Thorne's account. And I said, I thought of that. And I was like, I don't want people hacking into my account. Like you never sent me no naked pictures. I have not one naked picture of you.
You know why? I'm not naked ready. Like if I was brown skin, I think, you know, I had that brown body, the light body and the bumps and the bruises and the things that happened in your childhood, maybe, you know.
when your leg got caught on the gate that was sticking out, you know, the little fence, the little pieces sticking out and it took off half your skin. And your mother didn't know to put the vitamin E on it, so the scar would go away.
That's it. That's it. Those kind of memories are on my body. And I'm just not ready to put those on the shot yet.
Okay. That little indentation right in your right butt cheek.
Yes, all of that. And then you got to be careful what's in your phone. Girl, I'll never forget, I was doing a movie with Darren Henson.
Right.
Do you understand? We were sitting next to each other. It was a church scene.
Darren Henson was the choreographer for NSYNC. Yes. Bye, bye, bye. And then he was in Love.
And in Stomp. Wasn't he in Stomp the Yard?
Stomp the Yard. And what's the series with Nicole Ari Parker? What was that? Love.
Oh, yeah. He's very famous for that. I'm about to say Color Purple. Jesus help us. Soul Food.
That's it. He was in that series. Okay, yeah. So you were with Darren Henson doing a
movie. And girl, he had my phone for a couple seconds, but I'm not worried about it. I was like, I don't have no pictures on my phone. Girl, he went to my Google account where all your pictures are backed up. Girl, he pulled up things I didn't even know that was still in there. And he showed them to me, girl. I screamed. And they were like, Kim, are you okay? I was like, no.
Wow, that's crazy.
He was like, Kim, you don't know that these things go immediately to your account and blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow, I got to unlink that. So I don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm just trying to. So I'm trying. You put me in a better mood because I can't access my Instagram nor my Twitter. Thankfully, they have not put anything nefarious on there or offensive on the account. I just want it back. So it's a weird feeling when somebody has control of your stuff and you can't do anything. Like they have your whole life. They can delete my posts.
It's all about election.
And when we say it's about the election, they had a study that was proven, everybody, that Russia spent 5 years studying Black people. You remember that article that came out in the New York Times?
Yep.
They found out that the Russians spent 5 years studying Black people. And so what they did was, and this is really terrible. So they started making these fake accounts with Black names, like, you know, Forever Black, We Proud to Be Black. And people, one of the accounts had 300,000 followers. And they started, you know, they would make these very, you know, they would start doing dance videos, which is really terrible that they think all Black people do is dance. They made a lot of dance videos, which we reposted. They made a lot of really cute videos of kids. They put a lot of spiritual sayings up from the Bible to encourage, and that's what they started doing. Then the propaganda came in after people started reposting all their stuff, because you don't know where reposts are coming from. You're getting it from Proud to Be Black, African Queen. The propaganda started coming in from the Russians where it was like, your vote doesn't count. Don't vote for Hillary Clinton because she was part of the sending Black men to prison. And we were reposting this because we thought it was coming from legitimate accounts. And it was really the Russians. And they showed, it was proven that the Russians infiltrated with how they thought we think and do. And it divided a lot of us because they kept putting out the message, your vote doesn't count. Hillary Clinton doesn't care about you. And it was really shocking. So you really have to be careful. I was careful at first of who you repost. I'm going to let you take over.
I was learning something from you. I was drinking, but I was learning that you're right. So especially with this election coming around, we all have to be extremely careful. So what are your steps, Sherry, that you're going to do to reclaim your time, baby? You reclaim your Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, you reclaim your
time. I really want it back because I haven't had it since Friday.
Okay, and what are your steps?
I've contacted Instagram and Twitter, but I think at this point, and I know it sounds crazy, I'm going to have to use the Sherry Shepherd thing to get somebody to actually talk to, which makes me go, this is horrible. Because if you can't use your name to get in with somebody, then if this happens to you, what do you do? They got me filling out forms, and literally at the to get to Instagram, I had to go through Facebook because they own Instagram. I fill out the form, and it goes back to giving your email. And I'm like, and I was like, I can't give you the email because this is the guy took it from Turkey. And then at the end, they go, thank you for your feedback. Do you know how frustrating that is? And I'm going, I need somebody to call me. So it has been incredibly frustrating because there's no voice and I'm gonna have to go through connections and all of that. So I'm going, if you're just Jamara Jenkins and you work at the bank or the grocery store and somebody hacks your account, who do you talk to? So I really want to get people together to make a big stink. They got to do better. Uber is the same way. Nobody to talk to.
Yes, they've got to do better. The thing that I hate is customer service. Yeah.
everybody is taking away the human connection because they want to save money. And you press two and you press four and you do forms. We need human beings because at the end of the day, when stuff like this happens, you need to talk to somebody. So I'm off my soapbox. I'm done.
No, but it's true. Over. It's very frustrating. I want you to call up C. Mickey and I want you to call Siobhan because it happened to me. So they know the steps.
Okay.
That you have to go through to get this. Thank you. But you feel better now?
Well, yeah, I feel better because you made me laugh. So I know everything's going to work out. Like I said, I'm glad they haven't posted anything crazy. I'm glad you told me that they don't have access to my pictures because that really bothered me. Because I also have pictures of Jeffrey when he was little. And you don't know where your pictures end up. And they got the, you know, child pornography out there. So I didn't go to bed till 4:30 because it was a lot of anxiety of where are these pictures going to land. But now that you said, no, they can't get the access to your phone. That's why I didn't pick up when they were calling me nonstop. I said, oh God, if I pick up and then something goes beep, and then they got access to my phone. And then I'm.
You never know.
Yeah, I just got pictures, so.
It's always better to weigh on the side of caution. So yes. I think you did a good job. You cussing them out wasn't going to do nothing better, whatever. So yeah, take the steps and you'll be fine. Did you notice my new hairstyle?
Yes, you have your hairstyle is like little twists, like I don't know what that's called. Like it's you have braids strand. Before.
Well, these are twists.
It looks very light. It looks very it's weightless, the twist.
It is. It's nice. I wanted her to twist my hair, but it's too dark. I look crazy.
And the thing about it, like before you softened up your lipstick color, it's very black, your hair, and you have red lipstick on, which I think is too harsh because you have a pretty, pretty creamy skin texture. So I love I really like your makeup. I love the lipstick and the gloss. I think your hair, Kim, because you're so light that it's too dark for you. Like my color, I've on honey today. Like honey just suits you. Blonde just suits you.
And I'm going to tell Amy because Amy dyed my hair dark. So then when I put the braids in it,
it would match.
It just made it dark, but it's too dark. It's just too.
You look like that lady that sits in her house and says to all the young boys, come in here, honey. You're entering at your own will. Do you acquiesce to coming in, honey? That's what you look like with the black hair.
it's a lot, but we'll see what happens.
But it's pretty. It's very pretty.
Where to get
with the ring. Because I want to say this. You have lost 27 pounds with Weight Watchers. WW is what it's called.
Yes.
And you look amazing. I don't want you to lose any more weight from your face because.
Yeah, I was going to say that. My face look crazy. Look at my neck starting to get off. And my face is starting to hang.
Here's what happens with women like you and me who have fat on us. We need some fat on our face. It gives us our joy. It gives us our demeanor. It gives us, like in your case, your sexiness. You were losing weight and your face was looking good. You had your dimples. But now because it's coming so much from your face, it looks like sometimes it looks like you're cold. You know, you have that, like, you know, when you cold. You know, when you bring your shoulders forward because you're like, it's cold in here. Can somebody get me a blanket? Like, that's what your face is. And I'm not being mean to my friend. This is why we've been friends.
You know what? So- this is the problem. I still got to lose, not 20, 15 pounds or something, because guess what? My breasts have not changed. They're still in the bra okay. I need to tone up, but I got to drop 10.
I think that's more now, Kim, more exercise, because I don't think you're going to be able to I don't think you're going to be able to lose the fat where you want it now. It's coming from those places and not the places that you want. So that 20 pounds, I think you need to get with Andre, and now you need to really work on your core and the exercising and toning those places. Like, you want to lose 20 pounds, you're going to look like a crackhead if you lose 20 more pounds. I was with you. We went to see Kevin Hart this week. He was doing something really special. Yeah. And we went and hung out with him for a second, and Kim had on a jumpsuit. And you know, usually ladies will have to wear Spanx or something. Like I poked Kim. She had nothing on under the jumpsuit. She was so skinny. I'm going to have to post it.
Kevin, I was going to do
it Friday night. But the guy, the Russian people, huh?
Look, I'm sucking on peanut butter. I got a bad habit.
Well, you do have a bad habit of sucking. I will co-sign with that. Oh, peanut butter's but a little new.
No, you just killed
peanut butter's a little new. Like, I just wanted to tell people, you were walking in front of me, and I'm like, Kim is so skinny. Your confidence was up. You look sexy as hell. You looked so, I was so proud of you. And that's one of the pictures I was going to post on Friday night, of the video I made of how proud I was of you, of your commitment to your health. But I think
you're
this next
only doing that because you got a hater email from a fan and it's driving you crazy.
Oh, it's driving me crazy. I would do that anyway. I have a track record for complimenting you and your weight loss. But this email that we got from the lady.
Yeah, this.
And I don't listen to
this. Well, go ahead. Keep talking because I got to find it now and I lost it.
Well, hey, while you're looking, okay, I want to say there are so many positive things that come in from your fans. And
it's not that.
And you're going to
look at this. Because I've been in this business a long time.
I know.
Time,
it bothers her.
It's like when we do stand up, Chris, and you know this because you've talked to comics. We can kill in a club and get a standing ovation, and it'll be that one person sitting in the chair that doesn't smile that will irk us for three days.
Yeah.
3 days. And 3 years.
Exactly. You always remember the person that just didn't smile.
Right. But what I have found out that sometimes they're going through something. I found that out.
This is true. Now, I read a lot of the emails. I haven't been able to read as many as I want because I'm doing Dish Nation, but I'll sit here till 2 o'clock in the morning and I try to respond to emails. And so many of you, your fans and listeners and followers, thank you. Stop sucking on that peanut butter, girl. You're so funny. Thank you from both Kim and I for your constructive criticism. Cause we look at that. When we have our 3 second production meeting, cause Kim gets unfocused. We talk about things that we can implement to make it better. Cause we want our whole mission is we want to service you and we want you to feel better when you leave. So we look at certain things. Certain things we just have to ignore because it's so personal to you. And a lot of times you're not aware of our friendship and why we do what we do. Like, you know, Kim explains all the time. I'm not bossy in our life. Kim is the bossy one in our private life as friends. You are bossy and stop side-eyeing.
Well, I know.
On the podcast, I am the bossy one because in my mind, it flows like the order that we need to go. And I tend to get bossy. But so people don't understand that dynamics. Kim gets her ADHD. So I kind of try to keep on track. But anyway, neither here nor there. So I don't pay attention to really anything.
Particular letter really bothered you. And I want to read it.
This one. And say who it's from. It really hurt.
It was not that bad, but.
It did hurt my feelings.
All right. This is from Tika Simone.
Hi, Tika. And,
hey, Tika. She got Liquid Burns Natural Products. She says, hey, beautiful queens. I really didn't want to write this letter, but I was forced to. First of all, that line right there, I was like, oh, the devil took your hand. She said, I was forced to.
Okay.
I've been watching the show for a while for a while on YouTube, and I really love you guys. But after watching the last episode, I was not happy. Oh. Here's the issue. Sherry, you don't understand Black women have it hard, and when you put down Kim on the show, it really bothers me. You always talk bad about her clothes, hair, accessories, makeup, etc. Then you throw in a comment. Oh, God. Oh, your dimples are beautiful. After you ripped her apart, yes, she said, shade. I do notice that Kim always lifts you up. Not really. And says something nice about you.
Like, have you really seen all the podcasts? Okay.
I was like, ooh, she ain't watched all of them. I'm an African-American woman. Even Chris is laughing.
You said you called her a porn star looking something or another one day.
Tika has not seen. Keep going.
Tika is bad. I'm an African-American woman, and we need to lift each other up and encourage one another. You have a platform that most people don't have, and you can reach millions. Please do better showing one another love, especially during the times like these. Signed, Tika Simone. So, Tika, Simone, thank you for your email, first of all, with liquidburns.org. And we're giving you a shout out for your business.
Yes. And we will go to it. We'll go to the website.
Yes.
Say it again, but, Tika.
But you want me to say it? You calling me Tika?
No, I'm just saying, Tika, I want you to know I'm not. Tika Simone. I'm not. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to your website.
Liquid Burns, burnz.org. I think she must sell candles or
did
something.
Did you say Aura? Did you say B-U-R-A?
B-U-R-A-N.
Wait, people who say right? Aura, people who say Aura instead of R, Aura are not supposed to be in a wooded area by themselves in Big Bear. I'm just saying.
Liquid Burn, B-U-R-A-N-Z.org.
Liquidburns.com.
B-U-R-N-Z. Yeah.
And at the same time, before Kim answers this, let's support Tika.
No, you answer.
No, I'm not going to answer. You're going to answer, but I'm saying let's support her business.
Tika,
now you
support
answer.
Tika Simone.
I want you to answer that email line by line.
Okay, you don't want me to do line by line. First of all, ain't nobody made you do nothing, Tika. First of all, let's start there. Ain't nobody took your hand and made you write nothing. But I felt you were compelled to say something. You said, Cher and Black women got it hard enough. We do have it hard. But
yes, that's why we started this podcast.
Yes, we are friends. Like, we are really good friends. And I have never looked at it as tearing each other down. Now, there might be something going on in your life, Tika, that or has happened to you, or this might be a trigger for you. But when you know, this is true, Tika. I do have some friends that say sly remarks. When I tell you, I'll be looking at that heifer like, I'll choke you. Because I know the meaning behind it. And I know, you know, behind them, they want to jab me all the time. I got friends like, that's true. Sherry is not one of them. I'm going to be honest with you. Sherry is all about love. She always lifts me up. I want you to go back and watch all the podcasts, because obviously you have not. I have called her anywhere from a porn star to a squirrel. I think
hussy.
I called her a squirrel one time.
Hussy,
Chris,
hussy.
What did she call me?
Hussy, heifer.
Chris, you don't do much, Chris.
Oh, so, I mean, what I was going to say is, Sherry, maybe you should not go to her business website, because those Turkish people might follow you there. And then they'll
own
her website,
too. Yeah, I don't want the Turkish people to take over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they might.
Yeah, I don't want the Turkish people.
Yeah.
But
so go ahead. I'm just saying.
No,
I get
need you to address it.
African, she said, African American. And then she said, then you throw in a compliment. Yes, Sherry is passive aggressive. No, she compliments me. But most of the time, I'm talking about most of the time, Sherry is lifting me up. She always compliments me on my weight loss. She always compliments me on how I look. She is actually a very good friend. So, at African American women, we do need to lift each other, and we should be a better practice. But we've been friends so long. We're like sisters. And sisters argue, sisters talk about each other, but you can tell the love. We got a lot of people say that we love. Like, we're showing you love. We want everybody to go to your website and visit you. We don't know. We might not can't stand you if we met you, but we're lifting you up. And it hurt Sherry's feelings for whatever reason. That's because somebody hacked her stuff. So she extra sensitive. So be careful what you write, because Sherry gonna
post. You know
what
it was? It is, I think I value my friendships so much, because I don't have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people that I know. I have a lot of people that I know. But I don't have a lot of friends. And the ones that I do, I'm very protective of my friends. But what I love about the friends, like there was a saying that said, look at the six people you hang around, and that is who you are. And my friends.
Oh, yeah, because I used to be a hoe.
And that's probably why I can't keep. Yeah. Okay.
No, right. Not that I was a hoe. Oh, I looked around and I was like, she a hoe? She a hoe? She definitely a hoe. I was like, I get around. And then, like Chris Spence and different people used to make comments. And I was like, just because I'm hanging with don't mean they were looking like this. Birds of a feather flock together.
Hold together. You said flock together. I said hold together.
Hold together, yep. So I'm sorry to
cut
you
off. It is true.
Man.
Just got the episode
No,
title.
It is true.
Thanks,
when you
ladies.
Hang around a bunch of hoes, people are going to look at you as a hoe. Which is probably like I hang around you. I've been wanting to be a hoe during COVID.
Yeah, you have been wanting to be.
I do. I think this email just hit me hard, maybe because I was just super sensitive, getting hacked and being by myself. My friends that I have in my life inspire me. And I love that we are very honest with each other. And so when I say to Kim, and I think it's more also for the podcast, it's embellished what we do, because our prime goal is we're funny people. So this is like our stage. And so we really try to, we like to make you laugh. So when I say, Kim, you're a weirdo, it's even more on the podcast. But I think I would say that in real life. But it's to give you a visual of what she's wearing. But I love this woman so much because she inspires me. From the first time I met this girl, I said,
"Oh, don't get emotional. Don't you cry them big eyelashes off. Stop it."
I know. But from the first time I saw you, I was like, she's so, like, your joy. Just, and I said, I want to be friends with her because Kim will walk in a room and light it up. And so
you got me crying.
I feel very blessed that she's in my life. And so
I love you, friend.
Like 20 years we've been rocking with each other. Like 20 years we've cried with each other. And I've called Kim and gone off, and Kim will go, no. Listen. And I have been, because I got a temper problem, and I've hit the wall and went, no. Yeah. And Kim was like, no.
We're not doing that.
And in this time of like quarantine, I treasure my friendships. And I love that she's committed to her health and she's lost weight. So that you can't see that. I think that hurt me. I was like, I don't know what's going on in your life, Teek. Or like Kim said, what is the trigger for you? Because if you can't see that we are like sisters, and sisters get on each other's nerves, and sisters say stupid shit, and you get mad at them. And, you know, Kim was getting on my nerves before we started the podcast, but she made me laugh. And I love her so much.
Chris, I was about to cuss out, Chris. Well, that child's like, hey,
she was. And it's like, I would hope that you would look at our podcast with a different light, as opposed to, you know, I'm trying to tear Kim down. Because Kim is like a dude. She's got it. So I can talk to Kim a different way than I would talk to another girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Not sensitive.
When
That's
Kim
right.
gets on a, when we do a FaceTime, I'll go, Kim, don't ever look like that again. Don't ever worry. But Kim can take that. Kim is literally like a dude. She can take a lot of stuff. But when she gives it out, you got to tell Kim, you got to calm it down. I remember we were doing Marlon Wayans. Remember we played sisters on the Marlon Wayans show. And so Kim is very, I got fired after Kim Whitley from Marlon Wayans Sr.
Oh, here we go.
From a Damon Wayans show. What was that?
My wife
with
and
Tisha
kids.
Campbell. My
but
wife
we
and
don't
kids.
Have
I
to
got
go
fired.
There. We're talking to Teek Simmons.
No,
we're
I'm going to tell this
letter.
Story.
No, we're going to talk about this email. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is what I'm talking about. Go ahead and tell it then. Go ahead and tell it. That's why the Russians is in your stuff right now. That's why the Russians and the Turkish people are taking stuff.
See, you see how she takes me from tears to makes me laugh and it gets my nerves at the same time. You better be glad my lashes didn't come off.
I was worried there was going to need to be a reset. And that was, what a great moment. And I'm happy you made it through. Great work, Sherry.
So we was doing, and this is what I'm saying, Kim can take this kind of joke. So we was on Marlon Wayans, and Marlon basically, Kim is amazing at improv and thinking off the top of her head. I wish I was as good as her. And he was like, you know, whatever you want to say that's funny. So I was kind of flirting with Marlon, because he is single. Kim gonna come over and go, he don't want that old ass. I was like, what?
I didn't say that.
You did.
I said it out loud.
You said it so Marlon could hear it. Because I was so mad at you.
I'm sorry.
And you know, but that's how Kim is. Kim can say that about herself. Yeah. Kim will walk in the room and say, here go this old ass put, you know. Kim will say that. And sometimes you gotta tell Kim, hey, that's a little harsh. I'm sensitive. I'm trying to flirt with Marlon, and you coming in here with that. You the old ass. And I was like, what are you doing to me? So Kim is that kind of person. Is it Tamika or what's her name? I forgot.
Tika.
Kim is the kind of person that I can joke with her and be really harsh and go, I don't like that. I don't like your hair. And she just taking a stride. She takes nothing personal. Kim is so, and that's why everybody loves Kim, because She just don't take it. That's why she ain't got no man. Because when he says to her serious stuff, she don't be taking it personal like she should. When a man says to Kim, you got too many people in the house, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. No. Kim's like, look, man up and walk out the room.
Amy's over here. That is so true.
Kim is Kim don't take enough stuff personal when she should be taking it personal. So
maybe I do. You're right.
But what I do say, Tika, is I will say thank you. Normally, I don't get emotional over emails. Probably my entire career, this is the first email I ever, my feelings were really hurt because you can't see the love. You weren't able to see the love that I have for this woman. 20 years, who was my bridesmaid, who didn't tell me I shouldn't get married to my husband. She went ahead and let me get married anyway. I don't hold it against her at all. But that you just, there is love there. So much.
There is love there.
And I'm going to tell you one more story about my friend. One more that I just, what made me love her so deep. I was doing a comedy club and somebody confronted me on stage. They didn't like what I said. And a man confronted me on the stage. It was a very hostile kind of environment for me because folks were mad at me because of a video that TMZ got a hold of that I had put out. And it was the death of someone and the family was mad and I was doing a benefit. And it was a lot of people just upset with me. And I was trying to get on stage and do my comedy. And a man got on stage and confronted me and got in my face. And it was bad. And so the MC had to come and calm him down. And I was really scared and I wanted to go home. I wanted to cry. Something said, you cannot cry in front of this crowd. You keep it together. And I felt like I was so alone. And my friend, Kim Whitley, walked up to the front of the stage. And when I tell you this crowd was hostile, it was bad. Kim Whitley walked up to the front of the stage and she said something like, I'm scared too, but they ain't gonna do this to you. I'm gonna fight these people. They're not gonna do this to my friend. And I felt such a relief of I have somebody here who loves me, who is scared as I am in this hostile environment.
No, you didn't know I took a table knife on the way up there. Oh, I had a table knife. You saw me. I gave a stranger my purse. I said, hold this. And I walked up there, but I took a knife off
you
the table.
You look like I don't think you know this. When you walked up to that stage and said that, and you were smiling, but you was ready to fight, you were my angel. You were my knight in shining armor because it was a face in the midst of the crowd that loved me, that was willing to stand with me. And that's when I just said, I love her so much. Because Kim can't fight. She'll only if she have to.
Shut up, Amy. Wait a minute.
You got a bad back.
This was the problem. No, you can fight. I couldn't. The stage had 3 feet to get up there. I said, now if this man jumps, Sherry, do I throw a chair from down here? I'm standing here, but I can't hop up on the stage like I used to and be like, hey, get up off her. So I stood there and I was like, I'm gonna have to tell somebody to get up. I'm gonna have to throw a chair because I ain't gonna be able to get up there with this butter knife. Oh yeah, it was gonna be what it was. I had to show that you wasn't alone. I had to show like, hey, this is a man gonna jump in your face. Are you crazy? When I sit over here with these manly shoulders, I got you.
And
something jumped off. Let me tell you something. It would have been hysterical. Do you understand?
Your side
forevermore.
That's what friends are for.
See, people gonna think podcast over. You're singing that song. Amy,
thank you, Tika. You actually made us bond more with your email. Thank you.
Can I just say something in the middle, just real quick? Y'all got to understand friendships, all of you out there. And let me just say this in a blanket statement. I'm going to say that. We are Niecy Nash's friend. So don't try to take nothing. We support her. We love her. We are excited for her. So don't be trying to take nothing that we say and trying to twist it around. That's all I got to say about that. I'm all sick of people. Okay.
You was like, I'm going to address the elephant in the room.
In the room. Because they've been waiting for us to say something and that we ain't got nothing to say.
So we'll say that. And I know people have been on me about why you're not posting something. Our friendship is more than a post. Our friendship is more than a light. You know, we have love, we have loyalty, we have friendship. And we don't have to, you know, so many with social media, you feel like people feel like they deserve or are obligated to get a response from you. And so Niecy knows how we feel. Jessica knows that we love her. And so that is all we will say on the matter.
Yeah, and that's it. And moving on. I mean, that doesn't make no sense. Anybody get married, don't nobody ask nothing. Love is love.
Okay, all right.
Just mad because some people, you know, people
okay.
be tripping.
All right, calm down. All right. Calm down.
Oh, my mind. Okay.
Keep taking over. Thank you, Tika. Appreciate you. I'm in such a good mood now. I got to cry. I got to rant. Only thing I need now is sex and some food. I'm good.
No, you need that Instagram back. That's what you need back.
I need my Instagram back and some sex and some food.
And quick question
and
on the
in
Instagram.
That order. In that order. What, Chris?
Quick question on the Instagram. Is there anyone in your DMs on the Instagram that you just never really acknowledged that they should be sweating that now someone can see your inbox? Does that make sense?
No. I don't know who sends me what, but I've never slid in anybody else's DMs.
No. I didn't say you. I meant... Is there an actor or a comic that maybe was like, hey, maybe Sherry needs to see this? Is there anybody you can think of that they need to watch themselves now?
Yeah.
If somebody has sent me a picture of their hoo-ha, then that's on you. That's what you get. Anybody who wants to DM me some slick stuff, if you don't know my number, then you deserve to be in trouble for sending me nasty pictures.
Nobody ever sends me a nasty picture, but that's my...
Don't.
That's my cross to bear.
Don't. That's
you will get one now,
don't,
Kim.
Don't put that
one.
Sign
like,
up.
Hey, you see my boobie? You and you my boobie.
The fact that you picked up your boob from off the floor and brought it up to the camera.
Oh,
what
damn.
The hell?
You said I picked up my boob off the floor. That's why me and Marlon Wayans didn't go on a date. Just
okay,
the same slick
You're right.
stuff.
Same slick
the
stuff.
Same slick
Let me apologize.
Stuff.
But
Sherry.
No, it's too late. You already put it out there.
She could have uplifted you and been like, they're so great you had to use two hands. Like you, she could
Thank
have
you.
Just been.
That's pretty good.
Do you know how many people want to get on these Juicy Oosies?
She called them Juicy Oosies.
Where are
That's
we?
What they are, the Juicy Oosies.
I like that. Yummy yummies. Okay.
The yummy yummy juicy oosies.
I wanna get to a happy story. I'm so proud of you. See now Tika got us using all kind of good words. I am so proud of my
Tika
I'm so
just
proud
missed.
Of my friend. She is fantastic. And she learned how to swim, and I want her to tell the story because a lot of Black people don't know how to swim for whatever reason. It might be the
you
school
know,
systems
it's...
in their pools. I think that's what it was. I don't know. What are you thinking? I think that's because we didn't have it available.
Well, it's, you know, it's so funny. It's just, it is a statistic that double, you know, if you're talking about white people dying from swimming, it is double that. For Black people of not knowing how to swim. And what happened was prior to like one of the World War I or II, it used to be communal swimming with white people. And then they started building their own private like clubs where they go swimming. And so the pools that were left for us, they didn't make them deep. They made the pool shallow where you could just play in them. So it kind of was still saying that swimming wasn't important for Black people to learn. A lot of those pools, the communal pools that Black people could go to, were not deep, Kim. So they weren't learning how to swim. And then it kind of took on the stereotype of swimming being a sport that was expensive. So this is what I was reading up on. And then, you know, a lot of Black people, because they didn't learn how to swim back then, pools were not deep. A lot of folks were traumatized. A lot of, when I learned how to swim, I got a lot of emails, like freaking 1600 emails on my Instagram. There's so many Black folks have been traumatized. And what that did was that made Black folks who were traumatized say, well, I don't want my kids to drown. So they didn't teach the kids how to swim. So the children didn't learn how to swim. Statistically, Black children die from drownings more. Well, thank you, Jeff. Not you, Jeffrey, because you learned how to swim. No, that's not good at all, honey. That's why Black children need to learn how to swim at a very high rate because parents fear, Black parents, their fear of not wanting them to drown actually when they get in that situation, they don't know how to save themselves. So I'm literally on, I learned how to swim from a coach. Her name is Devin. She's also a comic. She teaches older people how to swim. She teaches kids mm-hmm. and older people. And she literally, she was teaching Joshua. I did put Jeffrey in swim class when he was probably 5 years old because I said, if you got to depend on mommy to save you, we both gonna drown. I was traumatized as a little girl. I went to a YMCA. We lived in the suburbs with a lot of white people. My sister and I was 9 years old and she was seven. And I was so excited, Kim, to learn how to swim because I thought they were going to teach me. And I was 9 years old and I was standing by the deep end and I was scared and I was looking at everybody having fun. And this white boy pushed me in the deep end and I almost drowned. And so the lifeguard pulled me out of the pool. And he screamed at me in front of everybody, in front of all of the white kids. Me and my sister were the only black kids there. He screamed at me. He goes, go sit down. And he made me sit there, and all of the kids laughed at me. And
you didn't tell him that was boy pushed you.
Huh? Man.
You ain't tell
him. Well, not only was I was, what did you say to me? I'm sorry.
You didn't tell him the boy pushed you?
I tried to, but he screamed at me. And I was 9 years old. I was very shy. I wasn't talking like this. So he made me sit in the corner. So I was traumatized because I almost drowned. The feeling of almost drowning. And then I was traumatized because he screamed at me and I was humiliated. And we lived in a place that was really, you know, I was getting called the N-word all the time. So it was a lot of racist
all
people.
The time?
So,
what the hell? What kind of childhood?
I moved to the suburbs when in the middle of Roots, girl. Oh, geez, when Toby got his foot cut off. Because he kept saying his name was Kuta Kinte. That's when I moved to the suburbs. So, but anyway, I've just been traumatized. When I think about it, it takes me right back to that place. And I'm 53. So a lot of black folks, then there's a lot of black people who do know how to swim, but not enough. And so what I saw from my emails was so many black people were traumatized that they didn't want to learn how to swim. But it is so important. The one thing I want to say to you, Chris, do we have the video? Devin taught me how to swim in 30 minutes.
Yeah, tell them how you've been afraid.
I just want you guys to see the steps that she just taught me. So if you could show that video, Chris, I was so proud of myself. Like Andre was there. He couldn't. She taught Andre how to swim as well. Andre couldn't swim because he had a traumatic moment.
Let's see it. All right, let's see the famous swimming video.
And that's almost 9 feet of water.
And there's Devin. Keep going.
There's Devin.
Four more strokes.
Did you hit your head? Good job.
I didn't hit my head, I don't know, Chris, and there's Andre and I. We both learned to swim. Andre learned how to swim. Yes.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
At the same time, there's Devin in the deep end waiting on you.
Kim, look how strong Sherry's legs are from all that track she ran.
Oh, I see.
Because I was a track star. Really thank you, Chris. Now I'm going to be. And we're coming back. That's us coming
incredible.
Back.
I'm proud of Andre, too. That's
Andre
both
all
of you?
Sideways. Andre, stop.
I don't know if Andre's going to let me show it next week. He was so scared because he was traumatized.
This is a guy who can kick your head off.
Andre is trained in Muay Thai, karate. Yes. He's got belts and all of this, but he could not swim. That's Devin, our trainer, our instructor. And literally to be able to swim, it felt so empowering. I'm in 9.5 feet of water. And I learned how to do, and so I went swimming.
And you're kicking and doing all the strokes. I mean, really learned how to swim.
And so I would say to people, the fear really stops us. But I would say it's so important not only that your children learn how to swim, because as we see from, you know, Naya Rivera, God rest her soul, she was trying to, you know, she saved her son, but she drowned because.
But why did she drown?
She was in a lake, and I think, and Devin said to me, who's a swim instructor, a lot of people think because a lake, it looks very lazy, that, you know, that everybody, you're used to jumping in off the dock, but a lake actually has very strong currents, and you don't realize how strong the currents are for a lake. And, you know, they had the boat that they rented, Naya Rivera, was a very small type of boat. The wind and the currents would move it very fast. So she had to swim with a 4-year-old. She, by the time she got to the boat, Kim, Swimming is physically exhausting, and she didn't have a life jacket on. Number one,
swim with a life jacket on. I don't even want to think about that. I almost died.
You can't swim, but this is so important. See, I think this is what happened, Kim. Black people, I don't want to think about that. But it's something that's very real. You can't swim with a life jacket, but you know what you can do? You can float until help comes. Right. Life jackets will always keep you floating.
You jump off the boat because you're like, oh, I'm going to swim. And let me tell you why I did it. I was water skiing. Uh-huh. Well, let's say I was attempting to water ski in Acapulco, I think I was. I don't know. We were young. But I looked at the shore. The shore looked like, you know, it looked like maybe 50 yards away, maybe 25. It looked like, and then, you know, it's shallow. And so my brothers jumped off and they swam to shore. I was like, I'm about to swim to shore. I jumped off that boat and swam to shore. And this is the one time I said I almost drowned. I would come back up for air. When I tell you the shore was not even closer because the waves are pushing me at the same time.
Right.
And then I went down to feel for the sand. The ground was not there. I had to come back up. I swam to where I just laid in, like it pushed me up onto not even the beach. Like I was in shallow water, but I had no more energy. Like I was at I saw my mother just barely, I don't even know. I think they just ran to me because my brothers had gotten out. And then I guess my parents are like, oh, this heifer ain't gonna make it. So they came in the water, 3 feet in the water, and grabbed me because I was done. And they pulled me out on shore and turned me on my side and got air, but I could not because I was tired.
I think people don't underestimate being in a lake, that the currents are very strong, even though it looks like it's kind of lazily moving. Currents are very strong. And number one, you should always wear a life jacket. By the time Naya Rivera, and this is from what other instructors have said that I read, got her son to the boat. It was the effort of putting a child on a boat.
A mother.
And the instructor said who had to go and man that lake to find her, that it takes a lot of energy to climb on a boat and, you know, after you've been swimming. She might not have had the energy and then the current as well moving her. And sadly, Naya Rivera, who loved her child so much, she passed away. And I think things like that, you don't think about things like that, is why we need to learn to swim. Devin taught us things, tips that I didn't know. That did you know, Kim, that when you're in the water, if you need help to float, you know, you typically will put your hands up like, help, help. Uh-huh. That makes you sink. You got to keep your hands in the water because when you put your hands down, your body goes up. But when you put your hands up, your body goes down. And I didn't know anything like that. I'm like, I'll put my hands up so people can see me. But she's like, that's the way that you sink. She taught us little things about swimming. I would suggest to a person, if you're scared, take a friend with you who's going to like cheer you on. That's what helped Andre, because it was another woman in the pool, Lakeisha, because Andre was screaming like a girl half the time. But there was another woman, and she kept saying to Andre, you gonna look so sexy swimming the length of that pool. And it did something to him. Like, he didn't want to fail in front of Lakeisha. So Andre, it puffed him up. And he couldn't believe. I think Andre really wanted to cry, but he couldn't because it was all girls. When he was so proud that he swam. And the instructor...
And let me say, learn in shallow water from side to side. Don't say, I'm going to learn. Yeah, only once you know the
slope. Yeah, you just don't jump in deep water.
Yes. No.
But this is also what Devin showed me. And she kept saying to me, you're not going to drown because I'm right here. No matter what, if I see that you look like you're faltering, look, I'm going to grab your arm. So I placed a lot of trust in Devin. And before you knew it, and I just would say, you feel so good after swimming. Another reason, Kim, can you believe another reason why a lot of Black women don't swim?
What would you say? Is their
hair. Is their hair. And I understand Black women.
Their hair done again. They're swimming caps, but they don't.
If you, they actually make big swimming caps for people who have twists and dreads. Did you know that?
Yes,
so
I have.
So I would say to... I understand, because when we get our hair flat iron, we are not trying to get in the pool at all. We get our grays dyed, we're not trying to get in the pool. But it's so, this is a must that I think every Black person needs. And I'm specifically talking to Black people because the statistics are so high with drownings. This is something a must. It's an essential that we need is to know how to swim, because you could drown in a pool. You could drown when you're at the beach. It doesn't matter. You need to, at least you need to know how to tread water. So if you have a bad hair day, take a swim lesson. That's what I say. If it's in between your weave, your braids, you just took out your braids, take a swim lesson. Do it when you have those hair days where you just don't care. They make big swimming caps. I'm going to go get some so I can show you, because I want to do a tutorial for older people and learning how to swim, because it was so once I calmed down and said, okay, I'm going to get past this fear. I'm going to conquer it. Kim, I felt so good.
You swim now though, right? Now that you've learned,
I swam laps yesterday with Lakeisha. I'm working on swimming laps because it's also, it's a great cardio builder. So that's all I'm going to say is you feel so empowered. I felt so strong and confident after I swam. And it was scary because Devin wasn't there. Lakeisha was there. She was like, I'm not going to come save you. So I had to rely on myself, but I did it.
Wait, she said I'm not going to come save you?
Keisha was like, I just got my hair done. So I'm just sitting in this pool. And I'm going to wade the water. I'm going to watch you. Now, Keisha was on the swim team in her school. And I said, Keisha, I think she did this so I could rely on myself. I think Keisha would have come. Like, you think I would have come.
You stick a pole in the water. Just stick that pole in the water. Say, grab on.
Take swim classes, everybody.
Yeah, keep take leading. Swim classes. Black people, stop being afraid of dogs. That's another weird thing to me, because you pass it down to your children. And what I've known is parents who are afraid of dogs pass it on to their children. And then their children are afraid of dogs. And there's no need to be afraid of dogs, because you might be in a situation one day, well, a dog is going to come after you. And you got to turn around and be the alpha dog and say, no, sit, whatever, or jump on a car. But you cannot be afraid of a chihuahua.
I think to say there's no reason to be afraid of a dog, a lot of us grew up in areas. A lot of us grew up
in house.
But I'm saying a lot of us grew up in areas where it was stray dogs. Remember when rabies was out, when dogs bit you, when dogs would run after you? I've been traumatized by dogs. And I know now from having Lexi, who's a 130-pound Italian Mastiff, she's a Connie Corso, and she's my guard dog. She will kill you if you come after me. I've learned that... you know, you got to know what kind of dogs to be scared of, because there's a healthy fear.
Okay. Yes.
And when there's a stray dog coming, if Lexi didn't have a collar on and she was running at you, you know, she would scare the hell out of you. If a pit bull is running at you. So this is what Cesar Millan told me, who's the dog whisperer. He trained my other dog, Ashley, for a segment when I was on The View. The dogs because a dog will bite you if you're scared. You must teach your children. If they see a dog, be still like a tree. Don't make eye contact with the dog. Just be still. They can smell fear. So a dog, as long as you're not moving, if a dog comes up to you, even an adult, be still. Let them sniff you. Because that's what I tell everybody who comes to my house.
Yeah,
Niecy's still scared
of
dogs. Just be still. Let them sniff you. More than times than not, they'll move on. I tell kids, do never pet a dog over the head. Because that is aggression to a dog if they don't know you. Do not pet a dog. Put your hand out to a dog, a closed fist. So if you can see me, look at that. Because if you do like that, that look like their paw. And it look like you're going to scratch them. They might respond accordingly with a dog you don't know. So you do that so they can sniff your paw.
Yes, you make a fist and let them sniff it. And then just in case you got to punch them in the nose. Pow!
Exactly. Okay. But that's true. If a dog ever comes to attack you, punch that damn dog in the nose with a closed fist, or kick the dog in the soft part on the side. Now, I know people who are like, if a dog is trying to attack you, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
For kids, I tell them, because Lexi can be around any child, but I tell children when they're around dogs, because little kids are about the same height as a dog, dogs look at little kids like toys and they want to play with you.
You got to stand up on something. Yep.
Do not stare a dog in the eye, because that's an act of aggression for a dog. Stare a dog in the eye when you know you're the alpha, because that's also, they can see you an alpha. If you're an adult and a dog come at you, like Kim said, put the deepest bass in your voice and go, no, sit, no, because that's alpha. stare them in the eye because they're going to test you before a child.
That just startled
me. Yes, Chris.
Me.
And you know, Chris that startled had Rottweilers.
I just felt like Sherry was mad about like an edit or something. I was like, oh, Sherry's yelling at me.
Because that's how I talk to Chris. Chris, no. Stop it.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Sherry, we should totally do this live event.
Sit.
Whoa. Why? I'm already sitting. Why do you?
No.
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
This is why I don't have a man, Kim, because I'm so tired of my voice. I'm so damn bossy. I'm tired of myself.
Oh, you are not. Stop it.
I am.
Nah, you're fine.
Because I need to learn how to talk gently. I'm even telling you how to subdue a dog.
We talked about this.
I'm tired. Remember? I'm tired of my voice. I don't want to talk no more.
So you got to talk. You got to talk just a little more feminine.
Oh, boy.
You sound like LaToya Jackson. Okay.
Yes, I love LaToya.
Stop talking like that.
Well, that's why she's a man and I can't.
Yeah, we got to talk about that next time.
All right, so let's stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. let's move on to the next subject that we need to talk about, always elephants in the room, et cetera, and so on. We are talking about our giveaways and things that we've been doing. I want everybody to know, thank you. Yeah, the Cash App, y'all really have supported this school. Thank you so much for all your donations.
We have had so many Cash App donations, and they were going towards getting headsets for, we have had people come in, and special shout out to Charlotte Littlejohn. Your heart was so, we appreciate each and every monetary gift that has come in, but Charlotte Littlejohn, you really felt led.
Went overboard, yeah.
She covered one of the nights of Kim's Cabin.
Don't you say that, Chris. You better hush your mouth. Sit!
Okay, sit!
No, I want to say, there is a woman, her name is Angela Griffin. She is a fourth grade school teacher, and she she had asked us in her, what is the name of her school? She's from the Jefferson Parish Elementary School District in Louisiana, Kenner, Louisiana. She's a fourth grade school teacher. And she had written to us and said, you know, the kids got the computers, the school gave them computers, but they don't have headsets with the microphones. Cause you know, sometimes your parents are talking, you're working from home, you got other people in the room. So she had asked if we could purchase 30 headphones for the kids in her class. And we, with all of your Cash Apps and your generous donations, we are able to get 30 headphones for Miss Griffin for her school. I'm so excited that we can do that for you, Mama. And she pre-K, fourth grade. Oh, it's Bissonnette Plaza Elementary School is where Miss Angela Griffin teaches. So Kim and I are going to go out and we are going to grab 30 headsets. Now you're charged with delivering those headsets.
Oh, wow.
Miss Griffin. But I'm going to get in contact with you so we can find out where, you know, we need to send that. Also, someone won, Carmel Zeno. She won a TV monitor, a webcam, and a wireless keyboard. She was the winner of our giveaway. We want you to know, Carmel, we're Federal Expressing that out on Tuesday, because my nephew works at Federal Express, so he gets a little bit of a discount. We're Federal Expressing that out on Tuesday to you. You're over in Dallas, Texas, and God bless you. We were happy to help. Doesn't it feel good, Kim, that we could help?
It feels good to help so many people that we can help, but we're a vehicle to help people. But you guys, you listeners, have helped us be able to help others. So thank you.
And that's exactly what I meant. The fact that, you know, you guys put in so many donations. So we have one woman from Nathan Hale School, and that's in Cleveland. She said, I just wanted to say, she said, anything they need, spiral notebooks, pencil, loose leaf paper, marker, erasers, pencil sharpeners, and headphones. This is the kind of stuff you don't think the kids need when they're working from home. Because at school, they have access to all of this. One teacher said to me, they don't have ink for their printer. You don't think that a person needs ink and paper for a printer. So she said, our area of Cleveland is one of the highest hit by COVID-19. We don't want our students to miss out on education that we are trying so hard to provide, and your donation will really help. This is from Tracy Arrington Payne and Nathan Hale School in grade six. So with the donations, we're going to get her a gift card to where she can get the school supplies, don't you think?
Okay.
So, thank you for your donations. We're going to set up a different fund site, but if you still want to, if your heart leads you to send in donations, this is what Kim and I are doing. Her Cash App is $Kim, K-Y-M, Whitley, W-H-I-T-L-E-Y. So thank you so much. And can I talk about our merchandise?
Yes, please. Let's get it in.
So I'm going to deliver this to you. We got, oh my goodness, look at the look.
Yes, finally. Thank you. Now I can fit the shirts.
They come in a bunch of different colors, but look, Kim.
Oh, you know I'm happy. Because every time we're on the podcast, I'm always with some kind of cup.
I know, and it says two.
Yes,
funny mamas.
Two funny mamas for our listeners. Sherry is showing two funny mamas coffee cup and t-shirts, our merchandise. Very nice.
And our mask.
Can you show the picture of the lady who sent the picture of her and her husband?
Oh, okay. We want to see a couple of submissions of people who've made this happen. Okay, let's check it out.
And how do they get the merchandise, Sherry?
You can go to, there's a button on our page on YouTube, but you can also type in byjack.com/twofunnymamas. You can find it on our YouTube page, byjack.com/twofunnymamas.
Very nice.
And
also,
who was the first one with the mask on? She was so cute.
We've got a couple here to go with. And real quick, we'll toss those up in just a second. A quick note, if you haven't got them, if you're a winner or just somebody that's ordered, I know, bear with us. It's one of those things where just because the orange dude is saying things are bad, this is not in support of that. I just want to say it is really tough on the post office right now with COVID. And if things seem delayed, it's because they are. But you will get your stuff. So just be in touch with us if you haven't gotten it. We have pictures of the masks, I believe.
Yes. What are you laughing about, Kim?
look at this.
Look.
That pops.
I never That is Tesla Bella. That's Tesla Bella and Dr. Freddie Love.
What's going on with this hair? And her eyes,
I love it.
Way to go. Great photo.
I love it. She says they love our podcast. They listen to our podcast. Dr. Freddie Love and Tesla Bella. Isn't that cute? They got pink masks. Thank you, Tess and Dr. Freddie.
So hey, Sherry, were those, can we confirm those are real names? Those are cool names.
That's what she wrote. Yeah, Tesla
Freddie.
Bella.
Dr. Freddie Love and Tesla
Freddie
Bella.
Dr. Freddie Love.
Dang. Tesla wow.
We like that. Was there another person that had a mask?
Why do I feel like I had too much Botox? Why is that eyebrow up?
It does not look like
that. Oh, look at that one.
This is Bathsheba Beautiful.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you, Bathsheba. You look great in your Two Funny Mamas mask. And they're not expensive. I don't know how much they are, but if you go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas.
The blue looks good with the yellow, too.
It looks great with the yellow. I don't know how much the mask costs. They're not expensive at all. So if you want something a little that puts a smile on your face, we got the mask. What? Who are you talking to while we're working?
Don't worry about it. Because they said somebody just came in, and they're like, oh, my God, you're so small. And remember what I was saying? Sherry was like, you're too small. Your head.
Too small.
No, I'm not too small. 10 more pounds. 15 more.
Listen, masks are only $10 on the buyjack.com store. So.
The masks are $10.
Okay.
The masks are $10 and Kim is too small.
they
look like panties, really. They really look like panties.
You can also wear
Chris
was thinking of.
Chris, when he was thinking of this, he was thinking of thongs.
Subliminal. Yeah. I really wanted to put it out there. I wanted to let people know what you're about.
And there, you can wash them, but they look like panties. And Kim is too small. And this is why I hate working from home, because Kim gets so distracted. Look at her grinning. Keep going.
Who has random people stop by a cabin in Big Bear?
Right.
And you can, if you want to listen to us, if you want to listen to the podcast of Two Funny Mamas, you can subscribe, go on any of your favorite podcast platforms, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. type in Two Funny Mamas and you can listen to us while you're gardening, hiking, running. If you want to see us, I think, you know, you want to get the visual experience of us because we're both actresses and we're crazy. Hit the subscribe button, which is on our YouTube page. Subscribe. And we got a new podcast coming out every Thursday about 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Not about. And, at, you know. Exactly. Precisely.
I know that's right, Chris. Chris precisely. Is like, don't talk about his job.
Don't put Chris that out there, Chris, if you're not going to do it. Chris, I was upset because he didn't start. The podcast didn't come out at 12. I'll be on Chris's ass. Like, it's 12:01. Where's the podcast?
Well, if we would have recorded at the right time. No, here, tell me.
Right time. Oh, yeah, that was Kim's fault. So I think that's it, Kim, as far as the announcements. Keep leading. You're the leader.
I am the leader. Yeah, Sherry. Well, I think that's it for today, Sherry. I think it's time for you to get your, Sherry Shepherd, I don't do that, first of all. I don't spin around in the chair.
What you do? You be doing this? You go. Oh, sorry. What we doing? I'm sorry. What we talking about? Can we stop this podcast? It's been going on too long. I'm hungry.
I
gotta go to church.
That's true.
Stop and I get to go talking. To stop talking, woods. Sherry. You see, the problem is you think you're still on The View, and that's why we got to keep going. But you're not on The View. Matter of fact, you're not on The View because they fired you. So this is like your fire and retirement coming out.
They didn't
so
fire
let's,
you.
Let's finish this. It's too long. I'm not even getting paid for this mess.
Chris, how long has the podcast been today? Listener, she's being very disrespectful. She's spinning around in her chair. I think it's time.
You're at about an hour 30, hour 20, something like that.
What?
Is that right, Nate?
Because Sherry won't stop running her mouth. You got to start timing us, Chris. You got to give us the hour mark. We talked about this in the businessman meeting.
Hour 20. Hour 20.
Was it my crying spell that did it? What the heck?
I
don't know.
I still.
Or this is what you do. You do this too. Don't you do this, Chris?
You know,
somebody slipped a tranquilizer into her peanut butter.
When I do that, I'm looking at the camera.
That silence was because sometimes Kim will literally zone the bleep out and she's looking beyond and I'm like, what is she staring at? And she just, so when I got silent, I just was staring out in space because that's what Kim will do. She will just sit there with a beatific, this crazy look.
Beatific? Is that a real word? Beatific, Negro?
Is it beatific, Chris, or beatific?
I'm not sick of all this. Beatific. Chris, you don't say nothing. We shut down. I'm in the woods. We losing light. I got to go kayaking or something.
What do you mean you losing light? What do you get? Is a bear going to come down?
It's noon in the woods.
I understand.
For some reason.
We need to end this podcast because now if you're up in the woods, you might as well do what people in the woods do, and that's go kayaking. Do you have a life jacket, Kim? Do you have a life jacket?
I got big titties. I'm all right. They're going to float.
We just did a whole podcast on wearing a life jacket, and you gonna say I got big titties? Oh my gosh!
All right, you're right. I got a life jacket.
So go ahead and end it.
All right, I want to thank everybody for listening and watching Two Funny Mamas. Please tell your friends and family if you have not subscribed. Please push the button subscribe on YouTube. And where all podcasts are found. We're gonna pray that Sherry Shepherd.
Who are you looking at? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the world. And when you talk to the world, you look out and beyond.
Just look at the camera like you're talking to one.
See how bossy she is? She told me to leave, do my thing, and then she want to know where I'm looking. I was looking in the back row to the people that bought the cheap seats. I ain't been on stage in so long. Let me do what I got to do to feel good about myself.
And we're going on tour in October, I think. Aren't we? Are we going on tour?
No, we're not going nowhere.
Yeah, we're taking Two Funny Mamas on the road.
Does this include me at all? Is this the first time here?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get Kim to St. Louis.
No, Cole, ain't no vaccine. We're not going. I'm just trying to get out the big bear without catching something. It's too much. I can't take it.
Would you guys like to see us come to your city? That's what I want to ask.
Drop it in the comments for sure. These two ladies need to do something and they need to see some people. So let's make it happen.
We need to know would you like to see Two Funny Mamas come to your city? Kim and I live. We probably have Andre open for us because he's a comic. But would you like to see that? Because if I can get enough support from our listeners, maybe I can talk Kim into it. Kim, lead. Go do what you lead.
See how she say it and then she say lead. She jump in. I ended it, Sherry. I ended it 15 minutes ago. I thank everybody for listening and watching. If you want to go on with more announcements, hey, y'all, check us out every Thursday. Boom. We love you. We out.
Bye-bye, everybody. God bless you.
See how she keep talking.
In good times, I'll be by your side.
Your side forevermore.
That's what friends
That's
are
what
for.
Friends are for.
I love you, Kim.